So I'm getting close. And this is not, I'm not trying to like, make light of divorce in a way that, is like to ridicule or to, like I said, make light of, but I'm just really, really happy that I'm getting close to my divorce. There's actually some freedom associated with how happy I feel. It's just something that you have to get through, and I'm it's such a this story is it's sad, but it's happy, and it's everything. It's just a mixture of everything. Just a lot of, you know, obstacles to overcome. And I think that's when you find the most joy in your life, is when you're overcoming obstacles. Because a lot of people just give up. And just makes you stronger. And you just, I just think everything just brings you closer to God. And I think my divorce was a long time coming. I think God kept sending me messages to end it, and I kept ignoring him because I thought I knew better. And then it came to a point when I said, I'm going to just submit myself to you, Lord, and trust in you. Because even when I decided to do things my way, you still had my back. You still looked out for me. So imagine what my life would be like if I did things your way. And once I said that, I just decided to free myself of all the details that's in the process. And that's what I did. I just gave it to him, and he just keeps blessing me and blessing me and blessing me. So the reason why I feel joy in getting a divorce, because I finally listened to him. I mean, I knew things were not according to what God wanted it to be for a long time. And I'm sure, you know, everyone involved felt the same. But we always think that we know better because we're human. And, you know, once I gave it to him, just gave it to God, everything just fell into place. And I just wish nothing but happiness and love and growth. I mean, everything that I've experienced throughout this process, even the hurt and pain, has all been of value to me. And I just don't hold any grudges. I just know that this is the way it was supposed to be. And you have to drop your ego in order to make it happen. Because if you keep holding on to egotistical human things, it's never going to move in the direction that God would like it to. So once you just drop your ego and just submit, the change is amazing. And that's what I feel. I mean, just to give you an example of how good God has been to me, You know how everyone's been talking about loan forgiveness and, you know, Biden's supposed to do this and Biden's going to do that, and nobody ever allows Biden to do anything because we don't have a president. We have a bunch of people from every state who govern this country. There's no one person who just rules. That's the reason why it's a democracy. So he can never get that done. But I got a letter in the mail saying that all of my student loan is been forgiven. So I have no student loan debt. And that's just one of the blessings. There's been so many, so many. And I'm just really happy that it's coming to an end, you know. Like this, it's final. There's nothing. And I just wish peace and blessings to just all of us. Every single one of us. But there's just something about really, really connected with God that's going to take you there. And I think that this process is really giving me a connection to God, because I really didn't have one. It was broken. I had one, but it was broken. And I've been through a lot. But the fact that I'm so much more connected to our Lord and Savior means everything. I would sacrifice it all over again just to get me to where I was today. If they could say, Desiree, you can have your full strength in your arm and you can just be as strong as you was and as mobile as you was, but everything that you learned from God, we have to take all of that away. I would choose to have my disability because I'm so much more stronger. I may not be stronger physically, but my heart and my faith, which is most important, is strong. Very, very strong. So I'm really, really happy. I just think, I think this process moved so fast because it could have lasted longer. Is once I submit it to him, that was a wrap. I think in divorce, we're always trying to put that puzzle back together again. Put all the pieces, but you're never going to have all the pieces. There's always going to be something missing. And if you keep thinking that you want to go back to being whole, it's never going to happen. And it could be like whole, like self, and whole as financial, whole. It doesn't happen that way. Divorce is a loss. You have to take the L and move on. And when you think of all like the celebrity divorces, like Tyrese and his divorce is still going on. The reason why it's still going on is because people, and I'm not saying him or her because I don't know the situation, but it's ego. It's ego, because all things and monetary value, it doesn't mean anything. I would give it all up again because I'm just so much more in a better place than I was when I was driving a nice car and I was in a nice house and I had the great job. I'm so much more now than I've ever been. And that's not only my faith, but that's my journey. So everyone who has been a part of my journey collectively brought me here. You know, but God is the shepherd. He leads the way. So I'm just, I look forward to the coming week. I pray that it's expedient. How do you pronounce the word? And I just pray that, everyone, feels better, happier, stronger. And if you listen to the whole 10 minutes, thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate anyone who hears my story. It's a blessing because, I like to hear people's stories. So it's a blessing that someone wants to hear mine. We all have a testimony. So God is good. God is great. I thank you, Jesus, for every single blessing that you have placed upon me. I will continue to do your work. I will continue to walk in faith. And I will continue to be the person that you designed me to be. And I thank you, and I can't be that person without you. So thank you for opening my heart, my eyes, and everything. I thank you for it all. And it's in Jesus' holy and precious name that I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And God bless you all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I love you so much. And I can't wait to see you, Armani. I get to see my baby. You look so sleepy. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Are you sleepy? I like your bow tie. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I love you. I missed you. I did. I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love. Nothing but love. I got nothing but... What's that other song? You know, Mama loves the songs. Like, baby. I miss you. Oh, it's still recording? Stop. Oh.